The opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of WGUF, Renda Broadcasting, its management, or advertisers.
He's seen it from all sides. As a cop. As a clergyman. As a candidate. Even a professional wrestler. Now he brings you both sides of the issues facing Naples and all of Southwest Florida. This is the Joe Whitehead Show. Call Joe now at 430-2428.
And welcome to the Joe Whitehead Show. This episode is called Integrity. Integrity, I'm your guest host, John DePrisco. Joe is at the range qualifying. He'll be back next week. And Joe, may your aim be true. We are live and armed, as always, with truth, intelligence, logic, and Florida State Statute 790. We do take your calls live at 239-430-2428. That's 430-CHAT, 239-430-2428. In studio today with us is Doug Rankin. He's the Collier County Committee Man to the Republican Party of Florida. And on today's episode, we'll be doing the political report, which is local, state, and national. And then I'm going to get into something I call the integrated person, which means the various aspects that make up a whole you. And we'll go over some definitions and how those integrate. But first, without further ado, we're going to go to the front lines with Doug Rankin. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. How you doing? And we're all going to miss Joe. He'll be back next week. And in fact, he might call in today, so we might get a good surprise from Joe. He's out there blowing holes in paper, probably setting a new range record. We'll see.
Let's hope.
Anyway, you said the theme today is integrity. Yes. And I sure wish we had some of that. Because I'll tell you something, you know, the Democratic Party and most of the media doesn't have any integrity, that's for sure. I'm never able to watch 60 Minutes live because I'm always doing something. And I played last week 60 Minutes the other day, and I like to throw something at the TV. because they were on there handing Biden every softball question they had, and they were ignoring the fact that he's admitted on videotape, and excuse me, I'm video, not videotape. Yes. I'm aging myself here, that he fired a prosecutor in Ukraine to keep his son out of jail. And let's talk about that for a moment. You know, what national security interest did Trump have in asking for investigations in Ukraine? Well, let's see. First of all, in 2016, a Ukrainian court put a bunch of people in Ukraine in jail for carrying out the wishes of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and interfering in the election against Trump.
Yep.
And number two, back during Biden's little trip, which he so admitted, he gave him $1 billion. And we'd have given him several billion all totaled, and it all disappeared. Wonder what happened to those several billion dollars. Well, you know, why should Trump turn around and hand over another $400 million when several billion had already disappeared? I think he needs to investigate to make sure that's being investigated and that this next $400 million just wasn't going to disappear. By the way, there are also other uses. We're trying to get the European allies to step up and pony up.
Yep.
And the other thing is, if you'll pay attention, the Ukrainians didn't even know the money was being withheld during that conversation.
Right. Yeah.
So this is all just a made-up deal. Why is this a made-up deal? Did you see the employment numbers this week, guys and gals? There are more people working in this country than have been working forever, basically. And that includes African-Americans, Hispanics, and everybody else. In fact, the biggest jump was was in African-American unemployment.
Yep.
And if it weren't for all the illegal immigration that the Democrats are allowing in order to build up their votes, you know, and, you know, they don't care about the little guy anymore. They care about big companies getting cheap labor and them getting votes. And if they get allow a lot of illegal immigration, what happens to everybody's wages out there that are competing with those illegal immigrants that will work for less than minimum wage?
Downward pressure.
Downward pressure. You know, we live in a community here in Naples, at least. Fort Myers isn't quite so good, where the unemployment rate is like 1.5-2% maybe. Full employment's 3.
Right.
So your wages should be spiking. I gave everybody that works for me a raise in the last little bit.
All right.
Because I had to. That's just the market.
It's the market.
And because they are not the kind of employees that could be replaced by illegal aliens. We're talking paralegals here. And by the way, we'll say hello to my two lucky paralegals. Right now, they're in London staying in the house of a friend of mine.
Maybe they're live streaming.
They'll be back next Monday. Anyway, so in the meantime, my other staff and I are holding down the fort. This guy is a little something that would be relevant to this. He's now retired, but it's very recently. He owned an international company. I'm not going to tell you what kind, but originally he did his manufacturing. Well, he did it in other countries before that, but he shifted it all to China for a while.
Mm.
And then he saw what they were dealing with over there. Of course, his is not a technology business, so they weren't trying to steal technology from him like they are everybody else. So he just heard in the news there just a second ago where they put out a real popular app so it could steal all your information off your phone. Nice
TikTok.
Guys.
Yeah.
But the one thing it did impress him is when the Chinese government canceled the lease on the Beijing McDonald's because they wanted the land, you know, and he looks there and he sits there and he goes, wait a minute, if they're going to just wipe out a lease of McDonald's in the middle of downtown Beijing that makes international news and just say, tell the world to go jump in a lake.
Yep.
What are they going to do to my factory out in the hinterlands?
Exactly.
So he moved all his stuff to Pakistan before he sold the company.
Hmm.
However, that has its drawbacks, too. The last time he was over there, his wife wouldn't let him go back after this. He was headed to the airport, and all of a sudden, a terrorist alert caused him to lock up the airport, and wouldn't let him in. So he's out there in a taxi in the middle of nowhere, you know, exposed. Well, there's a terrorist alert.
Luckily, that's what you deal with when you're an international.
He's a very, very honest, very gentleman. But, you know, when I saw that 60 Minutes report on Biden, you know, just wanted to make me throw something at TV. They, you know, that's called bribery. They didn't give the money to Biden. They gave it to his son.
Yeah.
And I got news for you. I love my two boys. If I were dishonest and I wanted to take a bribe without getting caught at it, I'd have you give the money to my sons.
Exactly.
And, you know, and the other thing at Hunter, which is a little more pocket for us guys, is China. He's also got a couple of sweetheart deals in China.
Yep.
And you hear Biden the other day, he's going, China is not a problem. They're no threat to us. Their trade isn't a problem for us. And, you know, I was at I helped sponsor a veterans luncheon yesterday for Honor Veterans. And we had very famous captain. I can't remember his name. I left the brochure in the car. That, I'll tell you, you know, I my heart goes out to these veterans.
Sure.
This guy had 25 guys to cover like 4 bases in the worst part of Afghanistan.
Hmm.
And they found out that half the Afghanistans that were working for them were spies.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And in fact, the biggest spy amongst them was his translator. And since he's the commander,
right,
this guy knew everything.
Sure.
And they had some stupid rule, which I'm sure Trump's done away with, but this was one of the stupid Obama rules, where if you caught somebody doing something like that, you couldn't prosecute them. You had to bring in all these prosecutors from somewhere who wouldn't even come.
Oh.
And if you didn't have charges for them in 96 hours, they'd be turned loose and back into the country.
Mm.
So they'd be there advising all the bad guys on how to kill you.
Of course.
And these guys had been taking fire since the day they hit the place. And, you know, so this guy set up a little fake deal to get the information out of them, got the information out of them, had them charged. And you know what his reward for that was?
No.
Getting arrested and thrown out of the army.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I'm going, you know, you know, I don't know how anybody was able to accomplish anything when Obama was running this show.
No.
And the other thing you got, you know, the one thing this guy was really hip on is we don't send guys and gals to a place unless we're going to back them and unless we're going to send the necessary forces.
Right.
Now, some of what I'm about ready to say is going to be a chip on some people that are that were Republicans years ago. They have a very big scientific thing in their, they used to in their manuals about how many forces you need to deal with a certain population in a certain situation.
Right.
You know what the figure for Iraq was?
Can't imagine.
500,000.
Oh my gosh.
Most troops we ever had there was 120,000, something like that. And we had never had enough in Afghanistan, not even close. You know, and so you know what the solution under Obama to that was?
Drones.
They took those figures out of all the manuals.
Oh, of course.
That we had learned over all the battles and conflicts since World War One.
Oh,
all this research, all this money, all this scientific
American
know-how just got thrown out because it didn't meet their qualifications, you know. And I'm going, how in the world does anybody in the Army get anything done when you've got idiots like this dealing with this stuff, you know? Yeah. You know, and, you know, I'm darn glad that Trump is in there because, you know how we won Syria so quick that everybody's criticizing for him pulling out of that's now turned out pretty well?
Yeah.
Basically, he went over to there to the troops and said, why aren't we getting anywhere? And he says, well, this is what you need to do. And he says, why hasn't anybody done this? And the answer from them was, nobody's ever asked us.
Right, exactly.
But anyway, there's no integrity here. And by the way, there's also no integrity in a lot of Florida media.
Hmm.
As you may have heard, next Saturday night was supposed to be the Republican Party of Florida's big dinner in Orlando.
Yes.
And with the governor and the senators and the congressmen and the all the cabinet and all that. Well, the good news is it's been moved to December 7th. You know why?
Tell us.
Because we get to add President Trump to the mix.
Well, how about that?
Now, how many of you all, if you were running a dinner and you could go from state officials to the president of the United States, would you move the dinner a month?
Of course.
The answer would be everybody.
Yeah.
Well, according to the media, that means we're disorganized and we are failing. Nonsense.
So that would be recent Florida resident President Donald Trump, right?
Yes. And that's something else, too. Another person fleeing the communist state of New York.
Yep.
And I apologize for all you nice people that are from New York. But you know why you came here. Our budget is $91 billion a year. There's $174 billion a year. And we have more people.
Yep. All right. And with that, we are going to our first break. You can see all of our sponsors on thejoewhiteheadshow.com. Joe likes to talk about AC by Florida Comfort Systems. They're locally owned and operated by Denny Martin. He's a veteran of the U.S. Navy. You can reach them at 774-5501 or at acbyfcs.com. That's acbyfcs.com. All their employees are background checked and drug tested. They're the ones with the cool dog logo on all their trucks. Again, their number is 774-5501. And we'll be right back. You're on the Joe Whitehead Show.
98.9 WGUF.
This is the city, Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith, BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns of Collier County is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, Call Classic Lawns of Collier County, Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a great physician, and I mean the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi. His practice is known as Alessi Family Care. You can reach him at AlessiFamilyCare.com. He's on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He is the premier physician in Southwest Florida. He's located right here in Bonita Springs. He gets to know his patients, their families, your lifestyle, all your needs. He can take care of you if you're sick. He can keep you healthy. And he returns your phone calls. So if you want the best of the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi at AlessiFamilyCare.com. And he is right on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He's also a frequent listener and occasional guest of the show. You'll be satisfied to know that you have the best medical care possible with Dr. Albert Alessi.
Listen to Naples FM Talk Live at WGUF989.com.
And we are back on the Joe Whitehead Show. We do take your calls live. 430-2428. That's 239-430-2428. And we are back on the front lines with Doug. Doug, what do you got next for us?
Well, I just wanted to go into that dinner a little bit more. We have a private conference call on Monday evening. So after that, within a few days, we will have the details of how to get tickets for this new dinner in December 7th, 1941. I'll tell you, the education system, I say that every so often when something comes up, and most of the young kids look at me and goes, huh?
December 7th, 1941, yeah, a day which will live in infamy.
Yeah, and anyway, that's be 2019. Yeah. But, and so we will be able to tell you where to get tickets, because there's going to be more tickets. It'll be a bigger hall than it was. And so go to my Facebook page or to the RPOF website in about 2 or 3 or 4 days, and we'll have the info up there on how to get more tickets. My group already has a table, and so we're set. They were selling pretty well before. But let's talk about this. You know, if it weren't for this fake impeachment,
right?
This would be a landslide election. This would be Reagan. Who was the guy that ran against
Mondale.
Him? Mondale. Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yeah. And that would be a Reagan-Mondale election, because and it's all nonsense, you know, and they're doing all these secret little depositions where they're trying to get the people to change what they're saying.
Right.
And then they're selectively leaking stuff. If they even sneeze sideways and it sounds like it sneezed against Trump, they'll leak that and keep the rest of it quiet.
Yeah.
And by the way, welcome to the United States of America in 2019 and the Democratic Party, when we can't trust them with the lives of our soldiers.
Right. Yeah.
Because if Trump had told them what he was doing in Syria, and by the way, we not only got the number one guy, we got the number two guy,
yeah,
too. And we're working on number three. And of course, Osama bin Laden's son, too, you know.
Yep. Yep.
But if he had told them, and, you know, he said they were going to take hellacious fire on the way out if anybody knew what they were doing.
Exactly.
And we can't trust Pelosi and Shifty Shift with this kind of information, because they wouldn't have given a darn about those people.
They would have leaked it immediately.
If they had had any political mileage out of that, they leaked it immediately. Yeah. If nothing else, so it would fail. You know, and I'm sorry to say that, but that's what these people are about.
Yeah.
And that,
killed.
You know, think of World War II. If somebody in any party had done something like that, FDR would have had them court-martialed and shot, probably.
Yep, for treason.
You know, and here we are today with people doing this, and then they criticize Trump for not telling them. And he didn't tell the Russians what we were doing. No. He just said, please don't shoot at our helicopters. We're going in there, and we're not telling you why.
Right.
Have a nice day. Yeah. You know, and it's, we kind of like, the main thing with Trump is keeping those guys safe and accomplishing the mission. In fact, this captain that spoke the other day at the veterans thing, there was recently where the Navy tried to prosecute this sailor for nothing.
Right.
And so Trump put pressure on them. They backed off. And then they tried to give the prosecutor, went after this guy, an award. And Trump personally revoked the award.
Yep.
And it's basically,
that.
I can't repeat some of the words that this captain said, but he basically said, I like that. You know, a commander in chief who has the backs of his troop.
Yep.
And if somebody tries to blank with the troops, he's going to blank with them.
Yep.
And that's what I like to see.
Yeah.
Anyway, so why don't you get into your integrity
there? Well, let's talk about just briefly. Beto O'Rourke dropped out.
Yeah,
so that's one
there's
less.
Another one. What's the one before that? Somebody else did, too. week before. There's so many of them. Yeah, I can't keep track of them. They're dropping like flies that they are.
Yeah. Kamala Harris's numbers look bad. I mean, all of them are below 2% except for the top three or four.
Yeah, and, you know, that communist Warren fake person. You know, where are all the minorities screaming that she used a fake minority status to push other minorities out of those favorite spots she got by lying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's foul.
You know, and you're talking Medicare for all. Let me tell you something, guys. I'm an elder care attorney. I do Medicare, Medicaid. In fact, there's about six or seven of us in Collier County that are estate planning attorneys that understand Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Medicaid is a state-by-state program. If you've got an elder person in Florida who needs Medicaid, don't pay attention to any of the other rules. I can take somebody with $2.5 million, put them on Medicaid, and keep the money.
Right.
And that's what I love about socialist programs. They're written by idiots.
Yep.
They're so full of holes, I can drive a fleet of semis full of people's money through them legally.
Right. Right.
But anyway, back to where was I?
Beto O'Rourke and
Beto O'Rourke and all that, you know. Medicare for everybody. Got news for you. Medicare, on most of its payments, it pays about 60% of the cost of the medical care.
Mm-hmm.
The private pay people and the private insurance make up the difference.
Right.
So if everybody's on Medicare, where's the money going to come from to run the medical establishment?
Yep.
The doctors and all, they'll all quit.
Yeah.
You know what will happen if they pass that? And I can never pronounce this word. It's the guy who shows you where the good dinners are in town at a hotel. What's that
concierge
word? God, that's what all the doctors are going to go to if they go to Medicare at all. And you're going to be, right now, if you're on Medicaid and you don't have any Medicare and a good supplement, for instance, you're not going to get any decent doctors. There's the doctors that serve that are a very small thing. In fact, a friend of mine won a lawsuit a few years back where the only thing you really have to pay a nursing home when you're on Medicaid is a portion of your income, less about $150 you get to keep, and less what it costs to maintain your supplemental insurance.
Hmm.
Why? Because Medicaid, if you're in a nursing home, not only pays the nursing home, they pay for basically everything except vision, dental, hearing. Because if all you have is Medicaid, the doctors you're going to get are few and far between. If you have the Medicare and the supplement, you'll still get all the good doctors you had before that.
Right.
And so please tell me, guys, I wish somebody who proposed these plans actually had some small bit of knowledge about how they actually function. I've been working with Medicare and my clients in my mother's accounting office and now as an attorney since 1976.
All right, and I think we have Joe on the line, on line one. Joe, can you hear us?
Hey, guys. I want to, first of all, say thank both of you for filling in for me today. This is one of those days of the year that I go out with the law enforcement community to the Collier Sheriff's Office gun range, and I keep my qualifications to carry a firearm current. So I just was completing some training out there, some qualification rounds, and I wanted to give you guys a call and just say thanks for filling in. And I also wanted to make sure I want to plug three of our very important sponsors on this show.
Yeah, go for
it. Who helped us stay on the air. But first of all, we have great, all of our sponsors are great. You know, we have sponsors you hear about through our recorded ads. But I also mention live every week the folks like AC by Florida Comfort Systems.
Yep.
You know, if you've got AC work you need done, they are the go-to people. They do great work. They're very honest. Denny Martin, who came to this town in 1985 after serving in the military, United States Navy, on the Saratoga, started a company that's won awards. They do great work. They're on the Joe Whitehead Show website. Check them out if you need quality, the best AC work anywhere. Also, what's the other big thing we've seen a lot of in Collier County lately in the last few years, guys, since Irma? Roofing, right? Lots of roofs need some repair or even replacing. Call Atlantis Roofing. They're honest folks who do a job in such a way that they don't, they guarantee their work, and generally they don't have to come back and fix it because it's done right the first time. And they will give you a great roof. They will give you a fair competitive price, and it is guaranteed work. So give Atlantis Roofing a call if you need some roof work done, just if it's a repair or even if it's a full new roof on your house. They're the go-to folks. I highly recommend them. They have done work for me, and it's been awesome. And one more of our great sponsors is Primary Residential Mortgage. Dean Malinerich is the go-to man. If you want to get a loan for, let's say you want to refinance, let's say you want to buy a new home. Let's say you want to remodel your existing home. Any needs like that, now's a good time to do it because the Fed has not bumped those interest rates up. They could in the future. Now's a good time because they're at almost historic lows for the past 3 to 5 years. I mean, the rates are very, very low, hanging in the mid to upper threes, which, heck, Doug, when's the last time we saw rates like that?
Never.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't. And, you know, I mean, when you're talking under 4% as an interest rate, that's a very, very low rate. That's almost like, yeah. That's almost interest free.
It sure is. You need to get that while you can, because economics will tell you interest rates are supposed to be the inflation rate plus 3%.
Exactly, exactly. By the way, on the on the national news front, it looks like the people in Washington, the you know, folks in the Democratic Party who are just trying to do everything they can to derail the Trump train, they run out of something that doesn't work, and they just try something else that doesn't work. When is their train going to stop, and everybody's going to get off, because it's not going anywhere? They are getting absolutely.
There's
got to
be consequences for that.
Well, there's no integrity there. That they, if something fails, they get caught lying, cheating, and stealing. They just move on to the next thing. And the
it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. There's no accountability for this.
No.
Well, hopefully there will be accountability, because I didn't go to West Point, but I know everybody on the phone right now and sitting in this studio believes in their motto. I don't lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do.
Amen. And you know what? That's what's missing. Of course, historically, there's always been in American politics, somebody pulls some kind of a stunt. A little hanky-panky happens somewhere along the line. But normally people historically have gotten called out for that, and there's usually been consequences. Are we living in a day and age that there's no consequences anymore?
Well, I'll tell you, you talked about a very good roofing company the other day. Well, I had the distinct unpleasure of talking to one of another type about 2 weeks ago. And every time this guy told me a lie and I proved to him that it was a lie, he just went on to another lie without skipping a beat.
Mm. Well, Joe,
you know, that's amazing. Is this becoming part of the culture?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, as long as people get away with it, it is. We got to do something we can do about making sure they don't get away with it.
Yeah. Joe, can you hang with us for a little bit? We'll come back from break.
Absolutely. I'll be glad to do that.
And how much of a range record are you setting today?
we'll ask that question.
I'm doing okay. I'm getting my rounds on the paper. The main thing is, it's a wonderful service the sheriff office provides for those of us who need to do this, you know, this annual continuous qualification and training. It's a great service. And I'm at the range anyway a lot, you know, just once a month at least, just practice it and to train properly. But this is their instructors are there. They're recording our scores. They're validating that we qualify within the range required. I mean, they're doing a great service. I want to publicly thank the sheriff's office.
Absolutely.
For their great work.
Great people.
So, Joe, we'll come back to you, and we're going to go on break. You're listening to the Joe Whitehead Show.
Where Southwest Florida turns for talk. 98.9 WGUF.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns of Collier County is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a great physician, and I mean the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi. His practice is known as Alessi Family Care. You can reach him at AlessiFamilyCare.com. He's on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He is the premier physician in Southwest Florida. He's located right here in Bonita Springs. He gets to know his patients, their families, your lifestyle, all your needs. He can take care of you if you're sick. He can keep you healthy. And he returns your phone calls. So if you want the best of the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi at AlessiFamilyCare.com. And he is right on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He's also a frequent listener and occasional guest of the show. You'll be satisfied to know that you have the best medical care possible with Dr. Albert Alessi.
This is the city, Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith, BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith 262-2000.
98.9 WGUF.
And we are back on the Joe Whitehead Show. And with us on the phone, the man of the hour, Joe Whitehead himself. Joe, you qualify.
Hey, John and Doug, thanks for filling in there today. So I want to ask both of you, what is the news story of the week in your opinion? Because there's so many things that just blew up recently. It's just absolutely all over the map. What's the big story to you guys this week?
Well, the one that always counts for and political history is the fact that we've got the unemployment numbers and the economic numbers, because, you know, it's all about the money and the jobs and all that. And that sure hit well today. And that's in the middle of a GM strike that is affecting them and all their suppliers.
Yeah. And I would say for me, it's the cracks in the impeachment. You know, they passed the resolution and now we're starting to see where it's falling apart.
No, amen. Well, you know, when historically the impeachments that took place in the last century,
right,
in the 70s and in the 90s, those impeachments that took place, by the way, they were one from each party, so it was a bipartisan issue. In those cases, there were people on both parties who at least looked for, is there actual something that crosses a threshold line?
Right.
There was more care, in my opinion, in, was there something here which actually violated actual real law and statute or some other significant, very significant condition that you could say is worthy of impeachment?
Right.
I can't see anything in any of this.
No.
No, there isn't.
Other than their opinions, and they just don't like, they don't like the job the guy's doing, or they don't like the way he talks. So they're just inventing or searching.
Well, even Pelosi's backing off. The headline on Drudge today is Pelosi cautions 2020 Dems. So she knows what's going to happen, and she's being drugged into this, and she knows where they're all going, and it is not a good place.
No, it's not. And even, you know, Tom Brokaw is no right of center guy, and he had made some commentary during the news cycle this week to the effect that there is no smoking gun. There is no overriding, you know, act or egregious act of some type that trips over that line and breaks the threshold of an impeachable act. He's even coming out saying it's just not there.
Yeah.
It's not there. And the only thing that disappoints me a little bit is we got one or two or maybe three Republicans that aren't from here, but they're just, they got about as much guts and about as strong a knees as Jell-O. And, you know, they need to get with it or get the heck out and make room for somebody else who does have some intestinal fortitude.
Well, Doug, you were with me 2 weeks ago when I spoke to Francis Rooney about this on the air. You were right here in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
We both talked to him. And I, as you heard, I made the case for, look, tell me what statute, what element of law, what elements of the law or of the violation of the law were present that create an offense that requires an impeachment or that qualifies for impeachment. He couldn't come up with one.
Well, the good news is he voted against it.
What's that?
Rooney voted against impeachment.
No, I'm glad that he did, but the point is he was even on that bandwagon of let's take a look. But he couldn't tell me what he thought the point was. He couldn't tell me what the act was. And it all comes back to this. No one can actually say, what is the offense? What is the actual offense? This is what the statute says. This is what the violation is. These are the elements of the violation. No one is matching that up. This is all about people's feelings.
Yeah, 100%. And back to illegal Democrats. One of the headlines on Drudge today is somebody asked Hillary whether she had Epstein killed or not, and she sort of smirked. And as you may or may not have heard, they did the autopsy, and they think it's homicide. And
really?
Well, yeah, the defense for Epstein had their own expert look at the, contemporaneously, at the same time, they looked at the body, and he concluded that there's no way that that it wasn't strangulation by somebody. There's no way that sheets do that.
And by the way, there was when that first happened, there was a guard there who came out and said this group showed up in a van and was not put in any of the paperwork and then disappeared. And after they disappeared, he was dead.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I haven't heard anything more about that. So I don't know what they did to that poor guard or not, but what a mess.
Yeah,
in 90%, if not 100% of these major correctional institutions in America, they have very elaborate video systems for the protection of the employees, for the integrity of the system.
Yep.
Has anyone discovered any video footage of anything?
It all quit working all of a sudden.
Yeah, two cameras didn't work and two guards are sleeping. So what's the coincidence of two guards sleeping and two cameras failing at exactly the same time?
Yeah.
This doesn't smell good. I mean, there's too many what-ifs in this thing for this to have happened.
Yeah, and by the way,
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's just too much. There's too much here. There's too many moving parts that had to line up just right for this to have happened that way.
Yeah, and
I'm very suspicious.
And from the looks of it, it was a pretty rank amateur job, too. There are ways that I will not discuss that you could do away with somebody that would not show up and it wouldn't be quite so stupid. And it's obviously these people are not professionals. They're just somebody's muscle, strong backs and weak minds.
Well, that's, and generally these strangulations, these suicides that happen in some kind of a prison are generally done with an element of the clothing that a person wraps around their own neck and then affixes to some kind of an object and then just leans away from that object. And eventually they generally pass out first,
right,
choking themselves out, and then the continued lack of flow to the brain generally kills a person. But if it's done by the windpipe being cut off, most people cannot stand to go through that because they begin to cough, hack, choke, and react, and you'd see a very different-looking scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing they were talking about from that defense people is they think there's a heap of DNA on that sheet, and it isn't Epstein's.
Nope.
And so this could get really interesting someday if whoever did this is in a database.
Yeah, it could. So let's hope that the investigation is not tainted and that we get to see all the facts in the light of day.
Oh, you're suggesting that there could be a fraudulent and corrupt investigation in New York?
Well, I was going to say that's the state of New York is swamp light.
Yeah,
what's in Washington.
That's like saying the sun's going to come up tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, thanks for filling in. You're doing a great job. And, hopefully I'll be back in the studio hopefully next week.
Awesome.
I know
thanks,
you will,
Joe.
Joe. And I know also you'll have your skills honed to a fine edge. So if you run into any trouble, you'll deal with it.
We got to be ready because we never know what's around the corner.
That's all right, guys.
Thanks so much.
All right. Take care. A good weekend, Joe. Thanks for calling in. All right, and so we're back in studio. Joe, thanks for that.
And you've got a subject to get in with, don't you?
I do. I wanted to explore this a little bit. It's based on the episode called Integrity. And I want to talk a little bit about the integrated man or the integrated person. And there's some recent news articles that have come to light that made me think more and more of this, so I decided to start doing this as a topic. And what it has to deal with is the various aspects of your life that make up a whole you. So these aspects can be however you want to label them. I've picked five major aspects, which are physical, mental, social, religious, and political. And each of these aspects have various components to them, and each component can have various elements. And you can list them differently however you want. But for me, the idea is that all of these interact, and you can't silo these and just assume that they're not going to impact you. So I'll give you an example. Like, let's say under physical health, you know, if you take a flight of stairs and you're breathing heavy at the end of it, you know, chances are your health isn't all that good. And that impacts your daily life. You know, you tend to avoid things that might have a little physical exertion. And maybe your social life is impacted by that. So all these things come together and you know, they interact. And, you know, I've seen that some people try, like I said, they try to silo these things and just act like they're two different people. So that this, you know, maybe they have a public life and a private life is usually how they word it. And they try to say, well, one doesn't impact the other. Well, they do. You know, so what really got me started thinking about this was back in 1960, JFK was, you know, trying to run for the nomination of the Democrats, which he eventually got and became president. But he went to a Protestant pastoral council in Houston, and he gave a very famous speech, which he basically said he had a private life and a public life. And because the reason was, you know, he was Catholic and he was running for president, and everybody was saying, oh, well, if the Pope tells you to do something, you have to do it. And he was trying to claim, no, you know, he has a public life and a private life. Well, in the end, you know, you can't serve two masters, as the old saying goes. It's either God or money.
Unless you're really schizophrenic, and then right. We don't want you.
Right, we don't want you in the presidency anyways. So, you know, he got away with it. You know, he became president, but then, you know, look what happened. I mean, he chose the public side. You know, he had trysts with Marilyn Monroe and any woman that walked through the door of the White House. So, you know, he claimed he could be both, but in the end, he couldn't. And then recently, you know, two Sundays ago, Joe Biden had the same issue. He claims to be Catholic, and a Catholic church in Carolinas refused him communion, which for a Catholic is grave. You know, it's severe. And he claimed, well, I have a public life where I support abortion, and in private, I don't. And so the church said, fine, you know, if you're not going to pick, we're going to pick for you. And right now your public scandal is going to impact us, so we're not going to give you communion.
And by the way, since everybody is psychoanalyzing Trump and saying all sorts of bad things about him, I've been an elder care attorney and been dealing with elderly people for a very, very long time, dealing with dementia and all that. And when I was watching that 60 Minutes interview with Biden,
yeah,
I saw things that had all my red flags flying on yep. dementia.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, and I might get criticized for this, but I had a lot more to go on there than the other idiots that have been saying bad things about Trump.
Right.
And I would have had, before I would do a will for Biden, I'd be asking him who the president was and what year it was and right. all this good stuff.
Right.
Because I was really concerned when I saw that talk, and yeah. I'm sure it was edited heavily.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. They always edit to make it look good for him. So we're going to go on break, but we'll come back to this topic. And you can see all of our sponsors on thejoewhiteheadshow.com, and we'll be right back.
98.9 WGUF Naples FM Talk. Now you can listen live at WGUF989.com.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns of Collier County is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
This is the city, Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith, BB Locksmith. Was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a great physician, and I mean the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi. His practice is known as Alessi Family Care. You can reach him at alessifamilycare.com. He's on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He is the premier physician in Southwest Florida. He's located right here in Bonita Springs. He gets to know his patients, their families, your lifestyle, all your needs. He can take care of you if you're sick. He can keep you healthy. And he returns your phone calls. So if you want the best of the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi at alessifamilycare.com. And he is right on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He's also a frequent listener and occasional guest of the show. You'll be satisfied to know that you have the best medical care possible with Dr. Albert Alessi.
Where Southwest Florida turns for talk. 98.9 WGUF.
And we are back on the Joe Whitehead Show. And, of course, we just heard Joe on the radio. We appreciate him calling in. And getting back to this topic, which I call the integrated man or the integrated person, what I'm doing is basing it on the idea that various aspects of our lives create a unified whole, a whole you. And those aspects that I mentioned, and you can choose different ones, are physical, mental, religious, social, and political. And each of those aspects can have various components. And so I want to go through just a few of those real quick. That's the parts that make up or impact an aspect. And then even components can have elements. And basically, that's the smallest division of something that's impacting your life. So like, for example, under physical health, you can have diet, you can have exercise, you can have detriments to your health, you can have genetics, you know, but all of these impact you and they're interrelated. So for example, under diet, you know, you have micro and macronutrients. You have protein, fat, calories, carbohydrates, hydration, electrolytes.
Bacon.
You
know,
bacon covers all of those. And, you know, so, you know, you might have a deficit in one of them and not realize it. And that's going to impact your entire life. You just at that point, you may not realize it. Same thing with exercise or, you know, physical well-being. You could be doing cardio or strength or toning and stretching. I mean, all of these things impact, you know, your daily well-being. And then, On the negative side of that, you have detriments, which could be toxins. I mean, you may not realize that you're lactose intolerant, or, you know, you might be taking in carcinogens, or, you know, you may be addicted to caffeine or nicotine.
Yes.
You know,
caffeine.
Yeah.
Gotta have
yeah.
that. Well, I'll tell you, they had a story in the Bar News about a month ago about an attorney that's 105 years old.
Mm.
And he had a heart attack when he was 60. And then he decided he ought to start walking every day. And he's been doing fine since.
That's great.
Yeah. So.
And so, see, you know, one little change and he impacted his whole life.
Yeah. And a lot more life to go with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And by the way, guys out there, good news for you. If you make it, any guys or gals, if you make it to 93, you're going to make it to 94. That's a statistical quirk. And the other thing, guys, if you live to 93, that's when you start living longer than the women.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. There's well-known we die first because typically we want to.
No, just because we're having fun doing it.
Yeah.
Bacon.
But yeah, you know, each of these things can interrelate and impact your life. And if you go, for example, to mental, you know, your mental health, that includes education, that includes growth, you know, self-actualization, you know, things that you do to keep your mind active, to keep yourself growing, keep yourself sharp. And then I like to throw religious in there. If you're not religious, you can still think of it as maybe mindfulness or, you know, spirituality or things of that nature. And, you know, those still impact you. And if other people are feeling that way, then they'll be impacting your life as well. And you could even generalize that more to like morality, you know, how do you view good and bad, free will, you know, the consequences of your actions and your decisions, your relationships with, you know, if you believe in God and redemption and things like that. So I like to throw that in there as an aspect. Then we can go to social. So social is a big one. You can start with your family. So if you're a spouse or you have children or you are a child, you can talk about your parents, your siblings, you know, others in your family. You know, they impact you whether you realize it or not, and you impact them. And so it's something to be conscious of, and it's something to realize that it makes you the integrated person that you are.
And I'll tell you, a lot of you retired people out there, if you just find a chair and park yourself in front of the TV, it's going to be a short retirement.
Yep.
So find something to get up and go do. And it's one of the reasons why I'll probably never retire completely. I'll take more and more time. But, you know, you got to be doing something or you're just going to vegetate and rust out and seize up and...
Yeah. Well, your mind is like a muscle. It needs to be exercised and, you know, social interaction is part of that. Your relationship with others. And, you know, time after time, studies have shown that if you're in a social environment, that your overall health improves and you live longer.
Yes. And, you know, you've got to get out there. You got to stay involved. And I respect President Trump 110%, you know, because this guy with his billions of dollars could be sitting on an island in the South Pacific, having, you know, enjoying life and
sipping
doing
drinks with little umbrellas in them.
Yeah, you know, that's it, you know. And he's chosen, and it's hurt him financially to do this big time. And everybody's trying to put him in jail for the rest of his life and all this nonsense just because he's doing well for America. He's bringing America back. And he's not doing it in a racist manner at all. You know, and I don't want the party of George Wallace and the party that was behind burning African Americans out of their homes in Hastings, Florida in the 80s to tell me about racism. Because I lived in Florida all my life, and I can tell you all about that party. And I can also tell you how many of them in Congress and the Senate voted for the Civil Rights Act. The number would be zero.
Yep.
So y'all shut your mouths about racism now, because ain't nobody on this side of the aisle that we tolerate that is such a person.
Yeah. And so the last aspect that impacts your integrated self is big on this show. It's political. So I list that as a major aspect. And that could also include economic models. It can include natural law or natural rights. But obviously, you know, as Joe has pointed out time and time again, he's for the individual, you know, individualism and individual rights. And so that tends towards maybe libertarianism or Tea Party Republicanism. And so, you know, we wax poetic on that on this show.
And by the way, guys, as far as staying healthy, today's free zoo day in Collier County. So go out there and take a nice walk and watch animals doing what animals do. And by the way, the Masonic Lodge in Naples is having a car wash today to raise money for our building fund. So you might want to pop out there. It's next to Beacon Bowl on the North Trail, just past Pine Ridge.
Awesome.
And if you want to know our big secret, you're sitting in it. It's called the United States of America. We spent the hundreds and thousands of years trying to recreate a democracy where you could worship God as you saw fit, and welcome to it.
Yeah.
Because how many democracies were there in the world in 1776?
Right, exactly. So
this one, that was it.
Yeah. And, you know, it respects the individual rights. We have the Bill of Rights. We have the unalienable rights in the Declaration of Independence. And so take advantage of that. I mean, it's rare. You know, you've got authoritarianism, you've got tyranny, you know, you've got monarchy even, and, you know, you've got a rare gift.
And today's a swamp buggy parade, too, downtown.
That's right. So that closes some of the roads.
Yeah. Just a little bit of 41 downtown. Yeah. But, you know, I love Naples. We're the richest community in Florida, and we have snakes that eat alligators, and our big claim to fame is swamp buggies and the swamp buggy parade. You know, and doesn't quite fit with the Port Royal image, but it's the founding of this kind of, I knew the guy invented the swamp buggy.
Oh,
his name was Ed Frank.
Yeah.
He was a poor dirt farmer who owned the east side of Goodlett Road.
Right.
He didn't die a poor dirt farmer anymore. Anyway, but he had a little gas station out in the east trail that was downtown where the florist is now.
Right. Okay.
That's where he invented the swamp buggy.
Cool. Well, a little bit of history. That's great.
Yeah.
And that could fall under the political aspect as far as we know, because, you know, history impacts you and it's going to impact your decision making. So each aspect can have many components, which in turn can have many elements, what we might call points or keys. So I list five aspects, but there could certainly be more, and you could list them differently. The number of components and elements can be astronomical, and it's something that, you know, we could pursue in the future. Each of these can be investigated on their own, but hopefully they're brought back to the central idea that they all impact each other and the whole you. So that's the important factor to remember, is the interrelationship that they have on each other. They're compounding and they're amplifying, and their effects on you. And, for example, like I mentioned, bad health can wear on you, can wear on your mental health, your social well-being. Yeah. And you can even include the, I think it's called Laszlo's Hierarchy of Needs, where you have like the id, the ego, the superego. Yeah. So you could incorporate that in how...
Maslow's Pyramid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where Trump is. He's got everything he wants, so he's up there trying to make the world a better place.
Yeah, he's on the superego
portion. And also trying to make sure our kids and grandkids have a job and it doesn't all get shipped to China, who, in their vain attempt to stay in power.
Right. And there could be other ways that you can use grouping mechanisms for, you know, the purposes of discussion or bringing these all together. But, you know, essentially what brought me to this was you cannot bifurcate yourself like JFK tried to do in 1960 or Biden is trying to do in his current runs. So it's just something that I wanted to bring up, something I wanted to explore. And, you know, we made it to the end of the show. And, Doug, I appreciate you coming on. And, Joe, we appreciate
you're here
you calling
too.
In.
And I will look forward to seeing Joe next week. Yep. I'll be here and we'll have a good time. And in the meantime, we're going to keep
the grill hot
and the beer cold and the bacon jar near.
Thanks, all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
.9 WGUF, Marco Island, Naples. Listen to Naples FM Talk Live at WGUF989.com.